Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everyone, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Got a great show. Great show. Got a friend of mine that's going to join me in just a second, Jennifer Martinez. I'll tell you about her, who she is, what she does, and why that is important for you. Really cool. She's an entrepreneur who teaches all about the mindset and practicality as well about health and fitness. And it's really cool. And the reason I got Jen on is because I really dig what she's doing. And I believe in what she's doing and the mindset that she teaches. So, Jen, are you there?
I am. That's very, thank you. Hello.
Thank you for being on the Every Day Saturday podcast. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you right now, Jen?
A 20.
20?
I don't even, 10 is not even on my, 20 or more, right?
Sweet. Jen, I'm diving right into it. So
our energy is there, man.
Here's the deal. All right. First of all, in 30 seconds or less, tell people what you do.
I'm a mom. I'm a wife and I'm a friend and I love God. And so when you love God, you love people. And when you take care of people, he takes care of you. So that's what I do.
And then what do you do to train people physically? I get it. I love it. I love it. So health and fitness. Tell me in another 30 seconds what you've been doing the past 20 years.
Oh, training and helping people get unstuck. It's mind, body, and just helping people with, you're going to have to help me here. I'm not really good about talking about myself.
So I'll tell you what you do. Great. Thanks for the invite to just totally tell you everybody what you do. Here's what I know about Jen. Jen was on Instagram. She started last spring. Do I got that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, it was this time last year because I was on my way to the gym. Imagine that. And I felt like there was a tug for me to go in a different direction with my business, and I didn't know exactly what it looked like, and so I started listening to podcasts and I found you. This is interesting because I don't think I've ever told you this.
No.
I was on the Stairmaster, everybody's favorite workout machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, who's this guy? Good Lord, his energy. I love it. And so I'm listening to you and I'm like, yes, I can relate to the, because this is when you were like, I'm gonna start talking about God a little bit, but I'm still going to be Sam. Yeah.
Don't disconnect. Don't unsubscribe just because I mentioned God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, wait, no, that totally, I relate to that. Okay, keep going. So I listened to you and I remember thinking to myself, someday I'm going to be on that man's show.
Wow, I never heard that story.
Yeah, because I never told you that.
Wow, that's why I never heard it.
It's funny though, because I didn't even know what I was going to be doing ever. I mean, it was like the beginning of something where I was like, that was planting that seed. And it just consistency, just trying new stuff and putting myself out there, because it's scary to do that, especially on a platform like Instagram or Facebook. You know, it's you're opening yourself up to all sorts of people and you don't know what you're going to get. And so it took a lot of Jesus courage to start getting that information out there, especially when you have family going, what are you doing?
So talk about that, because you were, first of all, if you want to like see Jen, the perfect photo is at zerotimelifestyle.com, zerotimelifestyle.com. Jen's got a vacuum cleaner and looks like she's about to karate chop who's ever taken that photo of her. It's hilarious. But she does these workouts on Instagram and you can follow her. Is it Life by Jamar on Instagram? I can't remember your Instagram.
It's just Jamar Fit.
Jamar Fit. J as in Jennifer, MARFIT, Jamar Fit on Instagram. But if you want to, if you want to also check out, she's got a 5-day plan because nobody's got any time. That's why she's got a page called Zero Time Lifestyle, because people are talking about, I don't have time, I can't do this, I can't do that. But you got the vacuum cleaner, you got the clothes basket, you're doing all these crazy workouts around the house. But just talk about, okay, Jen, so here, coach me a little bit. Jen, I got no time. I don't want to spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the car before or after work going to the gym. I don't want a meal plan, okay? I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to measure the amount of chicken and fish and or whatever that I'm going to eat. Tell me about that. Just whatever comes to your mind, let it rip about weighing yourself, all these things that you see people weigh yourself every day, measure your food intake, all that stuff. Yeah. Go with it.
And that stuff doesn't work. I mean, we have more information now than we've ever had in our entire society with the internet. You can Google anything. You can YouTube anything. There's a million quadruple gazillion workouts and meal plans and diets out there. But one thing we're missing is that human connection, that body awareness. Like, what is it? How do I feel? When I eat pizza, I don't feel awesome afterwards. Like, I'm going to go run and jump and, you know, I want to get on the couch and lay down. You know?
Good. Yes. Yes. That's what I do after I eat pizza every time.
Yeah. I mean, you feel swollen, you feel yucky, and we don't connect our food to our feelings. And so when we distance that and we just say, this is bad and this is good, then there's no human connection to it. And so it doesn't work. There's no staying power to it. But if I say, you know what? I got to have a productive day. If I eat that pizza at lunch, it's going to slow me down. It's going to cause inflammation in my body and I'm going to be tired and lethargic. But I need to be on because I've got a podcast I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
you're going to be less likely to eat that pizza because of the feeling that's connected to it of lethargicness. That's not even a word, but that's a Jennyism. My husband calls them Jennyisms because
I get it.
Yes. So body awareness. I like to teach people that how do you feel after eating an orange? You feel good. So it's a pretty good go-to. It's why, you know, I train athletes. And so, you know, you give oranges to runners, you know, when they're trying to, because it's a good source of, it's a good high, easy sugar. I'm stumbling over myself. I'm so excited that I'm talking about this.
Go ahead though. I get it. How you feel, because.
What are we trying to produce in that moment? With that orange, we're trying to produce some good energy for that athlete so that they can perform at their best. And so why can't we do that in life? And so that's basically what I teach my clients, my moms. It's like, look, eating pizza is not bad. Cause we beat ourselves up for eating pizza, but what's bad is if you're doing it and it's causing you to not be your best you, because when you feel good, everybody around you benefits. We can't have it associated to weight. It can't be about weight. If it was about weight, we'd all be super fit, you know?
Wait. Hold on a second. Oh. So if I'm going to start working with you and you're going to train me, for example, let's say I weighed 210 pounds. And when I was really at the height of my, you know, green smoothie fitness, all that stuff, I was 188 and I felt like Hugh Jackman. Okay. You're telling me when I wake up in the morning, if you and I are going to work together for the next 90 days, I'm not going to be stepping on a scale?
Yeah, because look, it didn't work. Where are you now?
Right.
Stay in Hugh Jackman? I mean, it was you felt good though at that moment. So what do? We try and bring you back to what are the things that you did to feel good in that moment, not about the weight, because that's just a side effect that happens, you know, either way. Like we don't train athletes by weight. We train athletes by performance. Well, why don't we do that in life? In life, we want to perform and be our best. I mean, I want to be the best mom I can be. And when I feel good, my kids are going to benefit from that. I feed my heart God's word so that I can instruct them as best as possible because I'm human and I mess up. You know, I feed my body good hydration all day long so that I can, have the ability to have the energy that I need and the clarity of thought because it brings clarity of thought, right? So, yeah. I mean, we don't connect. We get out there and we start reading, okay, I'm going to do this one diet. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to cut my sugars way, way low. Well, okay, that's great. And you'll get results from cutting sugar, but is it sustainable? No, because we need sugar we need glycogen. But how do we introduce it and what times of day we introduce it? And depending on your, I'm like, I'm training your wife.
Yeah.
If I trained her the same way I trained you, it would not work, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Come on. Like if I were to tell her to do some of the crazy stuff I've sent you in text to do, she would be like, okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, she's a different personality. She's a female. She's a mom. She has a different lifestyle than you. She has a different personality than you. You have to adjust it to the person, and it has to be about their own self body awareness. It's so simple. But we complicate it so much. And so
let me ask you a question. How do you measure success when you're training somebody? Let's say you work together with someone, maybe you tell me if it's 3 months, 6 months, whatever, but how do you measure success if it's not driven by weight or anything like that? And how do you quantify you feel better? What's that mean? Like, what's that look like? Well, what's success?
After I spoke, for example, when I spoke to your wife the first time, her and I talked for about an hour, and then I gave her some things to do to adjust and to switch up in her. And then we were going to talk a week later. Well, a week later, she was like, my pants are already fitting different. I feel so much better. I haven't. And we really didn't even do much. She was more concerned about her abdominal rectus. I think I'm going to say it wrong. I'm not a very technical person, but basically the separation of the abdominal wall after having kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I understand that. I know what that is. You know, the connective tissue is just not there. And so what that causes is an imbalance in the body, and your balance is off. She's like, absolutely. She goes, I can't even, walk on a treadmill without holding on. I was like, so guess what we get to do? We get to work on your balance. I didn't say you're going to go and, you got to do an hour a day of this, that, and the other. She did I think she was doing 15-minute workouts, and they weren't even workouts. They were just like balancing things. I was having her stand on one leg, and I sent her a couple of different videos of using, because she only had the exercise ball at the time. Now she's bought other things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Exactly. She's getting a new thing delivered on Amazon. But even with that said, you're right, because you are training my wife, Angela, and she has more energy and she's happier. And so I'm kind of going by how to measure the success thing. And I can tell you that her pants are now in her, and she has told me that, wow, these were crazy. Now, I won't even tell you what size she is, because everybody would hate her because she feels,
right.
these size don't fit these, but these do. But anyway, that's success in her book, because she's happier. And so
she feels good. And she,
and the kids are happier that mom's happier. Put it that way.
Yeah. And that's how you track your success, because if it's to a number, if it's to a weight, it doesn't work. I'm 125 on average. It fluctuates because we all fluctuate with water weight and stuff daily, actually. Depending on training and inflammation in the body and things you eat, the week before, the things you're eating that week. I mean, it goes up and down with water weight. But, if I'm 125, when I got married, I was 110 maybe. Not even. And I can wear the same clothes that I wore when I first got married, And so if it was attached to weight, I'd be like freaking out.
That's true. Because
attach it to weight.
Exactly. First of all, station identification. I'm chatting with my buddy, Jen Martinez from zerotimelifestyle.com. Check it out. She's got a 5-day plan, includes simple workouts, amazing food.
It's free.
Yeah, motivational message, all that good stuff. And never, I love this headline, Jen, never diet again. What about diet? Like,
it doesn't work.
What do you eat during the day?
I eat whatever is going to fuel my body the best for that day. Like, if you take out all the additives and all the junk, I don't even, when I ask people what's in a product, they always go to that that thing on the side that has how much fat, how much carbs, how much sodium or whatever. Does that make sense what I just said?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah. I said, no. What is in it? Go down to the ingredients and tell me the food value of what is in that product. That tells you everything. Not the carb counting and the fat content and the sodium levels. It's what's actually in the product that you're fixing to eat, pre-made things, And so if you eat real food, it's so difficult to say one thing works, because it doesn't. One thing does not work. That's why it's so individualized. So like a plan that I'm working on right now with you, the 6-week plan that we'll launch eventually.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be putting in that plan different meal options, but nothing, but not, it's not a meal plan. It's not, you eat this at 9, you eat this at 11. You know, that kind of structured planned eating is good for short term. It's not a long term. Like when I'm done with a client, I want them to be able to be efficient, to be able to do whatever they need to do in life, you know, nutritionally and physically. That makes sense, what I just said?
It does. And see, I think what you just hit on, for example, a few things that I've been taking notes on. Number one, if it's all weight driven, for example, what you weigh, your example of weighing 110 and now weighing 125, but you wear the same clothes, that resonated with me. Because even though I weighed myself, and I literally could not believe it, I went and bought a scale because I didn't think I weighed 212 pounds or whatever it was like 3 weeks ago. But I'm wearing the same size 34 jeans that I was wearing 2 years ago. Now, I've got some work to do. There's no doubt, because I've let myself go. It's just for a number of same reasons everybody does, you know, but I'm back at it. Hit the gym hard today with cardio. And I need that motivation and that passion and that accountability as well. But also another thing that hit me with you were talking about, besides fitting into the same clothes, weighing 15 pounds more than you did, is the word diet. That sucks. I mean, I freaking hate any thought.
Everybody does.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you ever eat a Dorito or a pretzel? I mean,
you know what? I don't eat Doritos because I don't like
anything in the pantry.
But I drink wine and I'll eat chocolate. I mean, it's at the right times. I don't do it first thing in the morning. Like, would you drink wine first thing in the morning when you have a productive full schedule of a day?
No.
But we'll send our kids out with a couple of donuts and think, okay, now go think, go be normal. Go, you know, sit in a chair all day long and, you know, without any water and full of sugar and dyes. And let's make, you know, like what? No, that's going to work. Their brain is not going to function. They're not going to be able to, you know, behave properly either. So
what's the best time of day to have something that wouldn't be necessarily good? Well, when's the best time to have pretzels or chips or something that you can cheat on, a little bit, piece of cake or whatever? When's the best time?
You don't have to be productive. When you're having a good time with friends and family. I like to eat my junk on Sundays because I don't have to be productive on Sundays after church. You know,
you have to pay for that on Monday though and double up the workout? I mean,
I don't think so. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, here's the thing. If you ate crap Monday through Saturday, I mean like junk food, sugar and everything Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday you only ate healthy, are you going to be healthy or are you going to be unhealthy?
Unhealthy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like you pick and choose. You don't do it every day. Like, you know, I've had some clients that are like, if I don't have my chocolate once a day, I am going to kill someone. I'm like, okay, well then let's find a good, healthy source of chocolate that doesn't have a bunch of junk in it. And let's pick the time of day that it'd be good for you to have it. And then so you get your little fix and so you don't feel deprived, because deprivation leads to bad things. We don't want to cause deprivation. You have to adjust food to each person individually and their fitness to each person individually. Just like I did with you and your wife. You know, I send you crazy stuff and you text me and go, I'm dying, but I love it.
Love it.
And your wife, normal, you know, things that are effective and helpful for her. It's just about teaching people how to be more body aware. Like that's mainly what I do when I meet with your wife once a week. We don't talk about diet plans. We don't talk about fitness, workouts and stuff. Well, we will a little bit, and it's not plans. It's just, hey, let's introduce this thing and then let's take this thing out. Let's try this thing. You know, like last week when I talked to her, we talked about inflammation and I said, I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking you're dealing with a little bit of inflammation. I want you to start tracking when you feel swollen or when you feel achy, and let's see if maybe there's food attached to it that you're eating that if we take out, you might feel better, you know? So it's attached to how she, you know, this last week, she hopefully is doing that, which I think she always has done whatever I asked her to do.
Yeah.
Not like you. Calling you out. But no, you know, so then she can say, okay, when I I felt really swollen the next morning after doing, after this, and this is what I ate the day before. So maybe it's attached to my tea at midday. Maybe if I switch it out for something else like green tea, I won't have that inflammation, you know? So she's becoming more aware of what I'm teaching her, to become more aware of how she feels after certain foods so that she can make better choices in life. That makes sense?
It does, because I think the thing, it certainly gets me, and I know it gets other people, is that whole thing about when you talk about restricting and not having something, that is the opposite of the way we live life. For example, money. If you thought about, I'm going to get more money because I'm going to stop doing something. Now, if it's stop gambling, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we focus on what we don't want to have happen, and it makes us miserable people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in, like, in 2012, I would say I was 181, which is the thinnest I've ever been since high school. And 181 to 185, I was bench pressing amazing thing. I looked amazing, but I was freaking miserable because I would starve myself after 7 o'clock at night. After 7 o'clock at night, I didn't even eat, not even a grape. I mean,
yeah, that's miserable.
It is. And it sucks. Look great. Photos look great. But I remember how miserable I used to be. I would almost like be dizzy, and I could not wait till 6 a.m. the next day if I could just, you know, go crazy with breakfast.
Now, is that healthy?
No.
No, it's not healthy. So I teach more of a wellness perspective instead of don't eat after 7. And I haven't always been that way, because there was a time where I would teach my clients, you know, you have to eat every couple of hours and you have to, you know, you have to keep that metabolism burning. Well, that's the stuff I was taught. So I was only teaching what I was taught. Now, after years of experience and, you know, living it and teaching it and seeing what works and what doesn't, it's totally changed everything that I do when I'm with clients now. I'm no longer doing the things that I was taught to do, you know?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, that's not working. So let's see what will work for this or that. And you have to be open to, we take advice from people because of their degree or because of their status in life. But really, that advice might not be for you in particular. You know, it may not work for you. Like when I did my fitness figure competitions 10 years ago, I mean, what I did worked, but it was, like you said, it was miserable.
Yeah.
But because of the goal I had, I knew I had to go through that misery to get to that goal. Well, is it healthy for me to drool over an apple that I'm cutting for my kid because I can't eat it? Because if I eat it, the sugars in that is going to affect the way my body image looks. No, that is not healthy. Apples are good for you.
How often should somebody eat every day?
It's going to be different for every person. And I think it changes too. Cause I believe in intermittent fasting from time to time. Also, I don't believe in it for weight loss. I believe in it for resetting your system. And that would be different for someone of your energy level and your body type than it is for your wife. Like when we get to that point, if we decide to do that with her, that it's going to look totally different than what I would do if I was with you, because your energy level, your body type, your personality all plays into how we would have to structure that. You can't do the same thing that your wife would do. It wouldn't work.
Yeah. it's different. And as far as, I want to talk about the zero time concept, because we're running out of time on this, but we'll have you back. We're going to bring Jen back on a regular basis, because I really believe there's a few things that I'm really passionate about: my faith and my health.
Amen.
Of course, my family, but I'm talking about things that we can talk about on the podcast. And you know,
absolutely.
It's
absolutely, like, I would love to talk about faith too with you. Oh my goodness. Everything.
Well, maybe that's we can do a spiritual podcast. I want to keep the faith in my business, but I don't want people to, oh my God, Sam's going off to, you know, he's wearing a white robe and sandals now on his podcast, you know? Look, everybody listening, if you're not a Christian, just be cool, okay? I believe in God, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit lives inside all of us. I believe that. Now, don't go nuts and, you know, disconnect the podcast because I just said that. Listen to the message. But let me just say this, Jen, okay? Yeah. I want to get back on track because I want to really dive into this zero time. Your videos that you do on Instagram are hilarious. They're crazy. They're quirky. Sometimes I find myself laughing because you got this heavy rap music playing in the back. It's just hilarious. You got to check out Jen. It's Jmar Fit is her Instagram username, Jmar, M-A-R, Fit. And also go to ZeroTimeLifestyle.com and just check out what she has to say about dieting and no time. But what do you do around the house? Because you really do these exercises.
Oh, yeah.
And you remain in amazing shape. Do you got to have a lot of equipment or can you just kind of work out in your home? That's kind of how I want to end this particular show. We'll pick it back up next week. But just talk about things you can do around your house that really do get you into shape. It's no BS.
You know, I mean, you don't have to take 30 minutes out of your day. You can do 5 minutes at a time. And that's what that zero time lifestyle thing that I put together was for, the person that doesn't have any time. Because we are so pressured, when, you know, getting the kids to, you know, their practices and, you know, good Lord, running the schedules that we run. We're running from like 6 o'clock in the morning till, you know, midnight most of the time. And so we got to fit our fitness. That's basically what it is. You're fitting your fitness in. You know, sitting in front of it, we weren't meant to sit all day long. And so some of us have jobs where we have to sit all day long. If you even sit towards the front of your chair for 30 minutes, you're going to get your abdominals working. Like, people don't even think like that. Like, you know, if I have someone that has a very sedentary job and they have to be in front of the computer because it's very demanding for them to be there, I have to think creatively what they can do to fit their fitness in, you know, because it's not about a body image. It's about feeling good. When you're able to move, our bodies are meant to move. So I might say, okay, after every hour, you're going to have to do this one thing and then get back to work, because the demand is there for them to have that productiveness, but they're not going to be productive for very long if they don't fit their fitness in, you know, because we're meant to move. Does that help at all?
Yeah, it does help, because people get caught, and I'm telling you, man, it's the P90X stuff. It's the stuff you see on the internet, Facebook, all these guys with ripped abs and these women who look amazing. And it sucks if you don't look like that. And it sucks if you don't have the energy to even take the first step to go that direction. And not to even want to end up with that look. I think it's refreshing to hear somebody talk about you don't need a scale. Do you ever weigh yourself?
I can't tell you the last time I stepped on a scale. I have to do it every year at the doctor's office because of our insurance. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I ever step on a scale. And I think every year it's different.
Yeah. You weigh yourself once a year. That's hilarious, because it's just funny, man, on so many different levels.
Well, we're so, okay, Sam, our generation, we're so, like, we were told fat free. We were told, you know, it's all about the scale. We have so many weird, like, ways of looking at health. We think of Jane Fonda and, you know, jazzercise and stuff. And it's not practical. And it's something that we were fed because of TV and commercials, but it doesn't work, because if it worked, we wouldn't still be unhappy with the way we look and feel, you know? So,
Yeah,
I guess that's probably a good place to finish up, you know, just be more aware of your body and how you feel after eating certain foods, because I'm in the shape that I'm in, not because I go run. I hardly ever run. And I used to be a runner. So to even say that, it's funny. And I'm in the shape I'm in because of the nutrition and the hydration and the supplements. When I say supplements, I mean vitamins. I don't mean like, what is some of the stuff that we're not, I'm not talking about like creatine and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about just like amino acids and things that your body needs to produce. Because you know what? I'm not getting any younger, and and we're losing enzymes daily. And so if you are aware of your body and how you're reacting to what you're putting in it and how it makes you feel and how productive you are, that you're going to have the benefit of good wellness and health. Like, you're just going to have to start being a little more aware of, because we know what's good and what's bad. We do. We know that a Snickers is bad, and we know an apple is good. Nobody needs to tell us that. And but which one is going to give us the energy that we need to be the productive person that we need to be the best that we need to be, to bring the excellence that God's put inside us to be, you know?
Yeah.
Those things all come out when we feed our body well, and we hydrate our body well, when we move our body.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's okay. Great. No, I do. Yes. I love it. I think the concept is refreshing. I think it's disruptive, which is always a great marketing term that you want to stay ahead of, is the word disruptive. You're disrupting kind of this whole narrative about weigh yourself, track this. I love the comment you made about you train athletes. You don't train them by weight. You train mm-hmm. them by feeling better, by looking good. Not looking good in the sense of a magazine.
Performance.
Yeah, performance. Right, exactly. So
you want to be able to perform, you better feed that body well, or you're not going to perform as well as you could.
Think about that. It's counterintuitive. You must feed your body. And look, we got to pick up next week, but I want to talk to you about carbs. Can you make a note about that?
For next week, carbs?
Yeah,
because that one, oh my goodness, that's a good one, because people hate carbs, and it's like, really? They're so important. you can't not have them.
You need them. You absolutely need them. So I want to talk about carbs next week. Are you good with that?
Absolutely.
All right. So you want to actually come back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. That's great. So
I want to.
I haven't alienated you. That's good.
Your ratings are going to skyrocket.
I love it. She's talking smack from Dallas. You're in Dallas area, right?
Yes. Frisco, Texas. Yeehaw, baby.
Talking smack from Frisco, Texas. I love it. All mm-hmm. right. Jen, thanks for coming on the podcast. Good stuff, as always.
Can't wait.
I'll catch up with you soon. And for everybody else, make sure you go to ZeroTimeLifestyle.com. Just check her out. If you want to subscribe, great. If not, no biggie either. Check her out on Instagram.
There's a link in my bio. And there's a link in my bio for that Zero Time Lifestyle. It's a free download, you know?
Yeah, and you'll train them for 5 days straight on how to get going and create massive momentum without any time in your day, which is really 5 minutes a day. Who doesn't have five? I mean,
I think I did like 3 5-minute workouts a day for that thing, for that little.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it takes me 5 minutes to say hello. So, I mean, from that perspective, you could get a workout in.
Yeah.
So. All right, Jen, thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely. And everybody else, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.